It's 93.1 The Border and Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price, and it's a Canada Day rock revival taking place in Dryden, so just a couple of hours away. Definitely worth the drive. At the Memorial Arena, Snake Oil is going to be performing, and they are an incredibly talented and versatile live rock show celebrating some of the biggest acts in rock music. And we have Darren Moore on the phone, one of the performers, one of the people behind Snake Oil, to talk about the show in Dryden. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I really do appreciate your time. And I know that a lot of people up here in Northwestern Ontario are really excited about this Canada Day Arena Rock Revival in Dryden on July 1st, so tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about Snake Oil for people that don't know?
Snake Oil is a band that started out of actually some incumbent Canadian rock classic bands that are in the Hall of Fame. I used to play with a band called Harlequin. I think you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
My cohort, Derek Gottfried, and another friend of ours, Chris Sutherland, who's played with Kim Mitchell and Canadian classic rock band Saga.
Wow.
We were looking for something to do on the weekends when we were at home. We were all based out of Winnipeg at the time. I think only one of us is left there now. I'm in the States. Chris is in Toronto. Derek's still here. So we put together a band so we could play stuff that we wanted to play. From there, I left Harlequin and pursued Snake Oil. And what we do is we cover the classic rock artists like Kiss, Heart, Def Leppard, Pat Benatar, Rob Zombie, Evanescence, Ozzy Osbourne, Van Halen, etc., etc. And we do it to a T. If there's a car or a motorbike revving in the back on the track on the album, like Motley Crue or something, we've got the sound effect. It's exactly like the album. The singers dress up exactly like the artist. They walk like them. They move like them. They talk like them. They sound like them. So it starts off with one artist. He'll do two or three songs. Then the next female singer come out. She'll do two or three songs. And then full costume. It's a blast.
This sounds like the best rock festival you could ever go to all in one.
If we can do a 2.5-3 hour show, we can get, you know, 20 different artists in on that show. It's a really good show. It's being very well received. People look at it like a tribute act. It's really not. It's more than that. It's a theatrical thing. I mean, we're out there and we're playing with Bret Michaels. We're playing with the Beach Boys. We're playing with Whitesnake. We're playing with these big bands. And this is the excitement of the show. People get to see all of these artists imitated very well in their heydays when they were in their prime. We're interactive with the audience. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We're not rock stars. There's humor in there, and we make a little bit of fun of each other and ourselves when we're on stage, and it's fun. It's a good laugh, but we take the music very seriously.
Again, it's the Dryden Memorial Arena, so just a couple of hours away from us here in the fort. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. Again, this is the Canada Day Rock Revival, July 1st. Showtime is 8 p.m. It's a 19-plus event, so it's just going to be a really good rock show and a fantastic time. And we have Darren Moore on the phone talking about Snake Oil. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to get some of these performers together? How do you find somebody and say, wow, they're just like Ozzy Osbourne, or they're just like Joan Jett?
Well, first you got to find people that have it in their heart. They have music in their heart. Everybody in the band will say was plucked out of their current positions in working band. These are all full-time musicians. These aren't weekend warriors that go to work 9 to 5 Monday to Friday and then jump on a bus and just play the weekend. We are all full-time musicians. We've been doing it our entire lives. One of the gals, Christelle Dussault, she went and worked with The Matrix, who have been writing songs for artists like Avril Lavigne, artists like, I think, Taylor Swift. She's a great vocalist. We've just brought on Katie St. Germain, granddaughter of Ray St. Germain, and that's a very musical family in the Prairies. I don't know if you've heard of them out there, but
oh,
she's
definitely
great. Kevin Hogg, he's a wonderful vocalist. If you like Led Zeppelin, he's absolutely amazing. He likes the edgier stuff. But myself, I put on a pair of round John Lennon glasses, and unfortunately, I look like Ozzy Osbourne now. And when we talk like him, we can do, you know, we put on a really good show, and, you know,
that's incredible.
Accents, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is Snake Oil. And here's a great part for us in Northwestern Ontario. If you can't make it out to the Canada Arena Rock Revival tomorrow in Dryden, you guys are also going to be part of something called Harbor Fest taking place in Kenora. That's going to be July 29th through 31st. You're going to be playing on the Sunday. So if you can't see you in Dryden, they can definitely see you in Kenora.
We'll be there in Kenora in full form, putting on another great show. I believe Darby Mills Band, Darby from the Headpins, is opening up for us. So it's going to be a really good night.
So make sure, whether it's tomorrow in Dryden or later on this summer in Kenora, that you make the drive. You will not regret it. It's Snake Oil. Ticket info can be found through our events tab at 931theborder.ca for both of these events.
Over COVID, we just finished an original album, and all the music too. We'll release that. We'll share that with you, and it's written in the spirit of all the artists that we're covering. After the odd few last years that we've had, we haven't done a lot of touring in Canada. We spent most of our time down in the U.S., which we appreciate, but it's so nice to come home and reconnect with our Canadian audiences. Everywhere we go, we know people personally. Since we've all been in the industry for so long, we've made friends all across the country. It'll be good to reconnect with Canada, and we're very approachable. We'll come down off stage after, and if you want to get your picture taken with us in costume or have a chat or have a swig of tequila, we're amenable.
Make sure you check out Snake Oil at the event tomorrow or later on this summer in Kenora. It's Darren Moore with Snake Oil. Thank you so much for your time. Safe travels getting up to our part of the world, and this really is an awesome thing that you've created, and I know people up here are just gonna love it.
Thanks for reaching out, Jonathan. We really appreciate it.